Legoland.
I'd go out on the ocean, and if I had a pony,
you're listening to Lifelines.
I'd ride him on my boat, and we could all together go out on the ocean, setting me up on my pony, on my boat.
Yep, you're listening to Lifelines. Once again, it's Monday at 11:30, and you are on KISL Avalon 88.7 FM. This is the show about living on a boat and living in Avalon. The combination is really pretty weird. You've got multiple things going on. Last night it was surgy and windy, 20 mile per hour plus winds, and it was all blowing right on the nose, so right straight east. And that meant it was pushing the boat backwards towards the rocks, and they were sort of swiveling towards each other and making this what we call the washing machine motion, which is, if you can imagine, an agitator is going around and around and around. And then if it goes side to side, that's called metronoming. And if it goes front to back, that's hobby horsing. So imagine hobby horse meets metronome equals washing machine. So as you can imagine, it wasn't particularly comfortable, and there were lots of noises. There was the wind howling, and there was all these clanks and thumps and mysterious cracking noises, which are discomforting. Fortunately, I went to sleep at about 6:30 because it was dark and cold and there was nothing better to do. And so I got a good night's rest in before chaos erupted. And then it was just a matter of hanging out for about 5 hours and not getting up, because if you get up, you're more likely to get nauseated. And that's not so good a way to start the day. So I just stayed prone and warm with the dog, who was grumbling and wanted to get off the boat, but we couldn't do that until it got light, because I'll tell you what, getting into a rubber dinghy in the dark, in the swell, with the wind howling like that, is extremely dangerous, and the dinghy docks are just swooshing all around, and the boats that are left there overnight are banging into each other, and it's a great recipe for getting hurt or killed or drowned. So we didn't move until like 7, and then we rowed for shore, got coffee and a Danish, and called it good. So here we are. Lifelines, trying to do the radio show now. And our topic, I think, today is going to be community. There's lots of stuff about community to be said, but I have to gather my wits now because I just walked in the door. So I'm going to give you an optimistic, things can only get better, by Howard Jones.
Oh,
says Howard Jones thinks can only get better, which is a little optimistic moment that I need for myself today. Because once you get off the rolling boat and onto dry land, I guess things can only get better, right? The coffee was good. So today's community, and so since I have not prepped any songs about community, I'm going to steal from the community of DJs who are here. We have this Spotify thing, and everybody's got their own Spotify file, and I'm just going to peruse what other people have been playing and swipe stuff from their playlists. Hopefully things I've never heard before, but hey, if it's good enough for them, it's good enough for me. So there you go. And right now we're going to do I Do My Crying at Night, which is actually still on my list because I love Ronnie Arbo and Daisy Mayhem. But, you know, got to put something in there. And one of these days I'll learn Ronnie Arbo and Daisy Mayhem.
Believe it, that I'm glad to have you out of my sight. I laugh all day long and I say I'm glad you go, but I do my crying at night. I do my crying at night to keep all my heartaches out of sight.
Thinking about community as my topic here today, and as you noticed, I'm taken from the community of DJs here at KISL, and they are Glenn Robison, Alex Sanchez, Tim Martinelli, Catalina Pinky, Johnny B-Side. If there's anything that Marco and Bruce have on their list, by all means, Johnny Con Queso, Peter Dixon, Mike Camp. You know, there's the whole gang here of people. You know, I look for my own music when I can steal from them. It's the community thing to do, right? Leaning on the community, leaning on your friends when you need them. So community is a big deal on Catalina Island during the off season. When the things get a little sketchy out here with weather, people tend to lean on each other more. And I've been hearing all over town the murmuring of not knowing what kind of work they're going to get between January, February, and March, and people have been squirreling away funding for those 3 months when there isn't really much going on here so that they can stay, because, you know, where else are you going to go? And it seems like there should be some, I don't know, insurance policy that we could take out for those 3 months, you know, like everybody kick in for a certain amount. But everybody's kind of left to their own devices when it comes to that, which isn't particularly community-minded, but maybe not as socialist as some other people might accuse it, my other idea from being. But what was nice to see was the trees, the Christmas trees came in, and they were all laid out on the field across from the sand trap up there by the school, and there's a whole line of people who are waiting to get their Christmas tree, and then it started to rain, and then umbrellas came from nowhere, like mushrooms popped up, and they were huddling under the umbrellas, and you know, pretty soon you saw a parade of little golf carts with trees in the back or strapped to the roof going down the road. Pretty darn cute, if you ask me. And there's just a whole plethora of trees that are up now, I'm sure, and decorated, so that's pretty nice. It was a nice community feeling. And so now I'm going to give you more than this from Roxy Music. There you go.
Thank you.
Rosa. It's Roxy Music with More Than This, and I'm thefting all my songs from the other DJ community folks this week. And usually I start my topic by describing or defining what it is that is the topic. And a definition of community would be, I'm guessing, didn't research it or anything, but I'm guessing it would be a community of people who choose to associate with each other and have a loosely affiliated, helping relationship with each other, as it was described to be by one person when I got here. You know, you do you do something for one person and then it's reciprocated, as if that had to be explained to me. Yeah, that happens over on the mainland too. It's just harder to find because there's more people and you're not as dependent upon one another. But people are dependent on one another here to a certain extent. I mean, people do leave and like suddenly somebody's gone. And then you find out, oh, they got a job on the mainland, or, you know, they bought a house on the mainland, or they're just gone for the season. You know, they're gone for the 6 months of sort of less than perfect ideal weather. Okay, so then they disappear, and maybe you email them, and maybe you go on Facebook to the Catalina page where only Catalina people are allowed to be, and you check out where they've gone. So it's a community. You know, communities are weird. They welcome you and they kick you out. They ignore you and they embrace you. Just like a family. A family is a community, right? Some families are structured better than others. They're stronger than others. And I sometimes feel very strongly the family quality of the Avalon community. And other times I think we all feel like we're out for ourselves. Just like on the mainland, but it's just somehow more intense here. So, speaking of family, I'm going to hit the Cyndi Lauper, Sisters of Avalon. I'm sorry, I can't tell you which DJ it comes from. But here she is.
Sound that going through.
tumbling underground. Gently guides me on.
That's the Sisters of Avalon. Cyndi Lauper. I'd never heard that one before. That's kind of cool. And we were just talking about family as community. Some people aren't as lucky as others with their family. In fact, there is no community, or it's a very loose community. You can't really depend on them. I like a community I can count on. And I have met people in the short 9 months that I've been here. I have indeed met people that I know I could turn to in the event that I need something. And that, to me, is community. And along the way, I found other people. My community tends to... Oh, jeez, a bird just hit the window. I tend to... left some feathers on the glass. Hope he's okay. My community is all over the world. They're not in any one place, which makes it a little tricky. It would be great if my community existed in one spot, I guess. Then I probably wouldn't travel again. But I'm always looking for something else. Here's a shot from somebody. I think this was Rosie's show. Madonna, Material Girl. Don't expect any kind of coherence in the music selections today. I'm just completely thieving from the community of DJs. Here's Material Girl.
Some boys kiss me.
And that's Madonna with Material Girl. And, you know, you don't have to be a material girl to enjoy the finer things in life, like a hot shower, laundry, and a place that doesn't move under you as you try to sleep. It is quiet and dry, you know. You are listening to KISL Avalon 88.7 FM here in Media Park, right downtown here, with the sunshine and the breeze. And the big king tide that's making the harbor all surgy. So in case you're wondering, yes indeedy, it's KISL, Avalon. Okay, we're going to move on to It's My Life. Mm-hmm. Bon Jovi.
Song for the brokenhearted, a silent prayer for faith departed. I ain't gonna be just a face in the crowd. You're gonna hear my voice when I shout it out loud. It's my now or never. I ain't gonna live forever. I just wanna live where I'm alive. It's my life. My heart is like the open highway. Like Frankie said, I did it my way. I just wanna live where I'm. Their ground. It's for Tommy and Gina, never back down. Tomorrow's getting harder, make no mistake. Luck, it ain't enough, you've gotta make your own grace. It's my life, it's not.
Be Bon Jovi. It's my life. Have you ever said that to your parents or any other so-called adults? We're jumping right into Lawyers in Love. Never mind me. Jackson Browne.
what's been going down. I think my heart must just be slowing down. Among the human beings, in their designer jeans, am I the only one who hears the screams and the strangled cries of lawyers in spaceships to America, the beautiful. They land at 6 o'clock and there we are, the dutiful. Eating from TV trays, tuned into happy days, waiting for World War III while Jesus slaves to the mating calls of lawyers in.
That's Jackson Browne, Lawyers in Love. And the next song, which I'm going to put on hold for a second, is Now That the Buffalo's Gone, which makes me think of what would happen if the buffalo were gone off Santa Catalina Island. The buffaloes came here, of course, for a movie and never left, which is actually what happened to L.A. and Hollywood. People showed up for movies and never left. But... you know, there's no reason for them to be here. It's not as if they're indigenous. Not that anything is indigenous, because, of course, this was a rock with no dirt on it to begin with. So it's not as if anything really evolved here. Things had to arrive here. And it's just, it's like any small community. It's whoever got here first has more rights. But it's just sort of arbitrary. Like, it's arbitrary that the buffalo and the fox and the shrew and the rattlesnakes are protected by the Conservancy. I don't know how they decided to pick those things, except for, of course, if there weren't any buffalo, then it wouldn't be as much fun to go into the interior. It'd just be like, oh, here's a rock with dirt on it and some non-indigenous plants taking over and some cactus. And, oh, there's the other side of the island. I mean, we enjoy it because it's kind of wild and stuff. But without the buffalo, it does have less drama. So, so I guess they can't get rid of those. And they did try to make it into a safari park at some point. Not the conservancy, but one of the previous entities. I'm sure Jim Watson could tell you who that was. Or maybe Chuck Liddell. But the safari park didn't work with the antelope and all that because there just wasn't enough to sustain them. And right now, the community of people here are having trouble sustaining. And I hear things like the ferries don't run all year round. Or maybe it's just the Newport ferry doesn't run all year round. Like it closes during the winter because there aren't enough people to justify running it. And then I hear that like there's less food at Vaughn's. So what, they're going to decide what we eat by what they ship over? Does that mean that everybody gets big Costco provisioning things? I mean, this seems like a community issue. I mean, this is a community radio station. So if you are hearing my voice and you disagree with me or you want to add on information that I'm not including, please call 310-510-7469 and tell me what for. Back to the conservancy and in buffalo thing, because I've got this Buffy St. Marie song called Now That the Buffalo's Gone. And it just seems like that's a whole other community. Like they're communities within communities, sub-communities, subcultures. And they're the sort of academia subculture, as opposed to the ecotourism subculture or the family subculture or the rescue, fire, police subculture, which are all individual communities within a larger community of people foolish enough to try to live on this rock. So, on that note, we'll listen to Now That the Buffalo is Gone, Buffy St. Marie. Thanks to one of my DJ community pals.
That you have held your head high and told all your friends of your Indian claim. Proud good lady and proud good man, your great-great-grandfather from Indian blood sprang, and you feel in your heart for these ones. Oh, it's written in books and in songs that we've been mistreated and wronged. Well, over and over I hear the same words from you, good lady, and you, good man. Well, listen to me if you care where we stand and you feel you're a part of these ones. When a war between nations is lost, the loser we know lost. But even when Germany fell to your hands, consider, dear lady, consider, dear man, you left them their pride and you left them their land. And what have you done to these ones? Has a change come about, Uncle Sam? Or are you still taking our land? Forever George Washington signed. He did, dear lady, he did, dear man. And the treaty's being broken by Kenzo Adam. And what will you do for these ones? Oh, it's all in the past, you can say, but it's still going on here today. The government now the Iroquois land, that of the Seneca and the Cheyenne. It's here and it's
that the buffalo's gone, Buffy St. Marie, which brings up another topic. There's another subculture which doesn't get discussed very much, but which is, I mean, I don't know what the population estimate is, but it seems like it's at least half the people here are of Hispanic origin. You know, a lot of them are grown up here and stuff, but, I mean, wouldn't it behoove us to speak more Spanish as well? I mean, I'm trying to learn Spanish. I took it in school, and I'm looking for a Spanish conversation partner so that I can practice that this winter. But, I mean, even I grew up partly in St. Helena, California, and I grew up with, alongside of, Sofia Coppola was one on one side, and the Hispanic kids, you know, the migrant workers who were picking the grapes, they were on the other side. And things changed and everything, and now when you go to the A&W in St. Helena, it's, you know, you got Spanish on the menu. I mean, that's where I went when I was a kid, so that's what I noticed when I got back, that there's been some merging of those communities, so it's not an us-them, because an us-them on a town that's a mile wide is just too much us-theming in a small space. We need to pull together, particularly during these months where it's hard for people, and I don't know. I like the community spirit. It has the symphony. The museum is putting on the symphony. Stanford group is coming. Part of their symphony orchestra is coming to play a beautiful Christmas concert for free on the 13th. And everybody's welcome to that. And I hope I see every chair full. And then the next day, and there's also an open house at the museum that day on the 13th. And then on the 14th, the Avalon Grill is going to have those same musicians play in the intimate setting of the Avalon Grill. And they would like more people from the community to come and enjoy the Avalon Grill and not just see it as a place that you go on a very special occasion, but someplace you might go to have a glass of wine and sit with a friend and talk. And so they want people to show up on the 14th to listen to this symphony, Stanford Symphony group, smaller organization. There's a word for it, but it's just escaping me at the moment. Come and listen to that. And they have a new menu they're trying out. They've got these flatbread pizzas, which are to die for. They're salty enough to make you want to drink more, which I guess is a good thing. They've got different things depending on what they have in the back, I guess, but there's different kinds of wonderful cheeses. It's not a pizza like a spaghetti pizza. It's not a wet pizza. It's a white pizza, I think they call it, on this yummy flatbread that they make right there. And they put, they've had the Kalamata olives on one time and the arugula, which, you know, you wouldn't think arugula would go on, but it gives it a little crunch. They don't put the arugula in the oven, of course. They put it on as you get it on your table. And it's just, they're trying to put some other stuff on the menu that's not, you know, steak and fancy buffalo burgers or whatever, so that you can just go in there and hang out a little bit and enjoy the ambiance, because it is beautiful in there. I mean, you got to admit, it's got great waterfront and people watching, and they have those beautiful photos on the TV up above the bar. It's not just all sports. They show these fabulous photos of a slideshow of Catalina stuff. It's pretty spectacular in there, all brass and wood. And then also, there's no place in town where you can go and sit in front of a fireplace unless you, of course, have a fireplace at home. And most of us don't. So if you are craving just sort of being near the coziness of fire, they've got these cool things out in their deck area. You know, those warmers that sort of, they look like really small umbrellas and they keep you warm. Well, they've got a version that has the flame going up in a 4-foot tube. So you've got 4 feet of kind of a dramatic flame. And that's almost as good as having a fireplace. It still has the hypnotic effect, and certainly the cozy effect, and you can sit inside those little patio areas and drink your wine or your seltzer or your whatever it is you're drinking, and have some flatbread pizza and enjoy a night on the town without going crazy. It's necessary to do some nice things for yourself when it's cold or when it's windy, or, you know, yeah, we may not have all the money in the world over here, but it's good to just be nice to yourself sometimes. And here's one from Marco. It's a Elvis Presley Blue Moon. Sun Record recording, that's why it's all fuzzy.
Blue moon, you saw me standing alone.
Don't you just want to sing with him?
Without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for.
Good thing, it's a good thing. And we'll just roll right into Sting, the Hounds of Winter, because here we are.
I'm as cold as a man in the moon. I still see her face, as beautiful as day. It's easy to remember my love that way. All I hear is that lonesome sound, and the hounds of winter follow me down. Can't make up the fire.
that she could. I spend all my days in the search for dry wood. Bought all the windows and closed the front door. I can't believe she won't be here anymore. I still see her face, as beautiful as day. It's easy to remember, remember my love that way. All I hear is that lonesome sound, the hounds of winter following down. Oh, sorrow. Wes is gone, I will surely, surely follow. She brightened my day, she won the coldest night. The hounds of winter, they got me in their sight. I still see her face, as beautiful as day. It's easy to remember, remember my love that way. All I hear is that lonesome, lonesome sound, and the hounds of winter, they harry me down.
Of winter, Sting. And we definitely have some winter wind howling. At least we did some last night. It was at least 20 miles an hour, if not more, last night. And people are cold sometimes. It's actually not hard to stay warm, but when your boat is bouncing around, it's not like you can move around the boat and be doing stuff. Like if you get woken up in your house, you might get up and make a cup of tea or take a bath or read a book. You can't do that if the boat is bouncing around. So you kind of are left alone with your thoughts. And some of my thoughts are today about community and the pros and cons of community. We know what the pros are. You know, when people pitch in and help each other, that's the best part of community. That's when community shines. The cons are, there's some cons. There's like busybodies. There's the subculture that grows up where, like in a family, where there are certain rules in a family, and until you leave that family of origin, you don't realize how weird the rules of the family are. Like, what? Other people don't do it that way? And it can be anything from how you eat to how you behave in society to, I mean, there are as many subcultures as there are people. And so when you grow up, you're supposed to go off and create something better. And oftentimes we just fall into somebody else's idea of what's better or what serves them better. It takes a lot of courage to do what you think